Republican news this week. The party elected a new leader and voted in the House against President Obama's economic stimulus plan. NPR News analyst Juan Williams joins us. Juan, thanks so much for being with us.
Always good to be with you, Scott.
Republican National Committee elected former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, its new chairman yesterday. The significance of that?
It's a clear break with the 8 years of George W. Bush. And you got to remember that Mike Duncan, who was the head of the Republican Committee under Bush since 07, was someone who was really an acolyte of Karl Rove and pushed by Rove and President Bush for that job. So now you have someone, Michael Steele, who breaks from the tradition of Bush and of chairmen coming from the southern states. You had one chairman from South Carolina, another from Tennessee, defeated in this contest yesterday. And, of course, you have Michael Steele is the first African-American to be head of the RNC. He's not a gun owner, unlike some of his competition. And he really is about trying to expand the base. What he said yesterday was he wants to re-energize the Party of Lincoln as the Party of Lincoln. He wants to take it to every corner as well as every boardroom. And in the middle of all that campaigning for the post, he had made small government really the center of his message. And right now, it looks like the whole party, in fact, is unifying behind that theme as a way to define opposition to the very popular Obama administration.
And the party stayed together in the House in their vote against President Obama's economic stimulus, even though the president himself made some urgent appeals to them. John Boehner, the House Minority Leader, said that it's essentially a pork barrel plan, not a job creation plan. How were they able to stay together in the face of really an overwhelmingly popular president now?
Well, I think right now what you have is that they are not responding to the idea of fear of crisis. Instead, they are trying to hone in on this theme of exactly what Republicans stand for at the beginning of the Obama term. And what they've come to, of course, is low taxes, opposition to high deficit spending. And the argument, in large part, is about the tax structure. You know, when they look at the taxes, they say that the way to stimulate the economy has got to be a greater reliance on tax cuts. And while the Democrats are focusing on spending, so they're back to the tax and spend argument against the Democrats, and that's held the Republicans together and enforced a kind of unity that's a surprise at this point, given the fact that most people, to this point, approve of President Obama and approve of that Democratic Congress.
A strategic question. If President Obama is able to persuade Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire to become Commerce Secretary, that could give the that does give the Democrats, I guess, probably 60 votes in the Senate.
Filibuster-proof majority and would really ease the path for anything that President Obama's administration wants to do in the Senate. So the Republicans are fighting hard as they can to prevent Judd Gregg from leaving. And, of course, Judd Gregg is being offered a terrific job, Commerce Secretary, after two terms in the Senate.
I would ask you about the reports last night and today that former Senator Tom Daschle has been nominated as President Obama's Secretary of Health and Human Services, did not pay more than $128,000 in taxes. Part of that stems from his free use of a car that was provided by a private equity firm. Is this going to affect his confirmation?
It's got to. It's such a large amount of money, $128,000 over 3 years. But on Monday, he'll have a closed-door session with the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee. It's all under the Finance Committee. But it's really called into question exactly why he didn't pay those taxes until the very end and whether or not he was forthcoming about his debts. But it raises tremendous concern, especially after something of a similar problem with taxes slowed down Timothy Geithner, who's now been confirmed as Treasury Secretary.
And a question about the ethics legislation that President Obama has signed. How many waivers have they had to ask for now?
Two.
So at one point, do the waivers begin to challenge
it's a waiver.
challenge the premise of the ethics legislation?
I think it's so obvious because he's hiring people who are lobbyists, and yet he says he doesn't want people who are lobbyists, and he's going to put all these ethics rules in place to keep them away. But then he says, you know what, we need this person, we have an emergency, and therefore we must have them. And I think it's a very difficult line to walk without having your opponents throw in the charge of hypocrisy.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.